AC knows that when driving, the world around you is more important than your phone. Look up.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up,
Perth calls in and asks anything they want.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Brand new game for a Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
I want to know.
Just, I have no idea what just happened.
I want to know.
A mesh of songs. I loved it.
I want to know. Ask us anything. So we've had this wheel in the studio for quite some time with all of our names on it. Used to decide whose song was going to be playing on the radio. Now it's going to be what question?
Looking at the board, I'm pretty glad there is a wheel all of a sudden.
Why?
Well, there's two names on the board.
And one's yours?
Well, both are mine, so I'd rather there be a wheel.
Okay, so all we need to do is spin the wheel.
Yeah, right. Who are we spinning to first? Oh, okay, spin
it. We'll go to Adam. Hello, Adam. Like I said, we're workshopping this live on the air. I want to see how this works. Adam, how you going, mate?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, we're going to spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on, you ask them a question. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, thanks.
Who would you ask the question to if it wasn't for the wheel?
I would ask Wally the same question.
Good man.
Ooh,
oh,
okay.
It's landed on Xavier.
What did I say yesterday when I swore and then put an ivers on the end?
Shitvers.
Now, Adam, what is your question for Xavier Ellis?
Xavier, I know you guys are in a close confine there of a studio.
Yeah.
What would be the most annoying habits of your colleagues that you have to endure?
Ooh. Most annoying habits would be Ryan either scratching his beard or chewing into the mic.
Yeah, it's a bit...
And Hyde's would be her cards that she reads.
Oh, I thought you liked my affirmation cards.
This is Ask Me Anything. I'm honest. No, they're crap.
Yeah, they're crap.
You don't want them.
Oh, Ryan's chimed in.
You don't want one today then?
I'm good.
I'm surprised you went with the cards and not the oils that can stink up the studio sometimes.
No, the cards were good, but you've now read the same ones 8 times.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a new one, actually.
I think he needs another card.
Yeah, I think he does as well. Here, Zaves. Here, have a card, mate. All right, let's go to Crystal.
Crystal, good morning.
Hello, Crystal.
Hi.
Now, have you got someone in mind? Because I'm about to spin the wheel, so put it out there.
It's you, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see how you go. Okay.
It is Xavier.
No, it's Ryan.
Oh, damn, it's me.
Crystal, you've got Ryan.
Okay.
What a dud.
What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Well, I lived in Thailand for a year. Sorry. Oh, actually, no. When I was at US college, I think we won a game and I woke up 2-hour drive away from where the game was the next day. And apparently...
What?
I went out partying with a couple of the guys from the other team and fell asleep in the back of one of their cars, and they didn't... That's actually quite similar to that story yesterday with Dead Nan.
Oh, the Dead Nan,
body in the boot. But yeah, probably US college, yeah.
Oh, so that, cool.
What about you, Crystal?
Yeah, what about you, Crystal?
Saturday night.
There's been a lot of times, isn't there? You don't need to discuss that, how drunk I've got.
Okay.
They say you're never that drunk unless you've actually pooed your pants.
How many times have you pooed your pants?
Never whilst I'm drunk.
Are you sure?
Just whilst I'm sober.
All right.
Let's go. Stephen.
Yeah, Steve.
All right. You ready, Steve?
Yep, ready.
Okay. We're spinning the wheel. Now, I know you're busting to ask Xavier a question and it has landed on Xavier. Mate, have a go. What have you got for Xavier Ellis?
I just wanted to know why he quit playing footy.
Because my legs weren't very good. I had very sore legs for a few years and eventually I'd had enough. But would love to have kept playing much, much longer. But
if your legs are good, how old do you reckon you could have played?
Legs are fine, yeah. Oh, I'm 30 now, maybe now would be a good time to wrap it up.
Would you have left West Coast if Hawthorn called you back?
No, but I wouldn't have left Hawthorn if my legs were good.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you would have stayed playing for the Hawks.
That's right. I would have won 4 premierships.
So you were given the West Coast as an opportunity.
No, I just wanted to change. Yeah, just to get away from Victoria. Just a fresh start at life.
There you go,
Steve. How's that?
$100.
Hey, good
shit. Good on you, mate.
$100 free fuel coming your way. Finally, let's go to Michael. You're about to ask a question, but first let's spin the wheel. see who we're asking here.
All right, I'm the one that's missed out so far. This is good. And it's Ryan.
Oh, it's me again.
Michael. Hitting between the eyes, Michael. Let's go.
Ryan.
Yes.
How much do you get paid a year?
Oh, there you go.
Now, we haven't worked out the rules of this game yet, have we? Are you allowed to pass or do you want to have this conversation?
No, this is a conversation I want to have, Michael, because I know I'm by far the lowest, so let's rock and roll.
So Xavier reckons he's the lowest paid out of the three
far.
Of us.
Fact.
So
let's go.
Xavier's third. Heidi, do you reckon you earn more than me?
Well, I'd hope so.
Well, why is that?
Because I've got more experience and I've been here longer. Not saying I haven't got more experience of regional radio. Yeah,
Chris
Judd, Ryan killed it out
Chris
there.
Judd at the age of 21 was top paid at West Coast. You have to be around too long.
Hey.
Am I actually supposed to answer this question?
Yeah, you have to, mate.
Yeah, of course.
You don't have to.
Yes,
you
do. It's a segment.
I don't think he does.
We all have to be honest in this segment.
Could start World War III if I...
No, let's rock and roll.
Let's just say I'd be happy to say, but I feel like other people wouldn't want to hear it.
Oh, and that's a year end, though.
That's all I'll have to could say
or,
about that.
Or you.
Could I give you options?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
Is it over 150K?
In a year?
Yeah.
No, in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say one word and we're going to go to a song. We're never going to mention it again.
Why?
Yes, I do.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
What did you do as a child that you would not be allowed to do now? So what did you do as a kid? I feel like when we were kids, we might have been the last generation where you could kind of just after school, kick around with your mates and pretty much get away with anything. But another day happens here in Australia and another thing gets banned.
Yes.
And today we head to my formerly good folks at Bunnings. Bunnings Warehouse.
Lowest prices are just the beginning.
You can stick your prices, Bunnings, because you don't...
Bunnings do wonderful things.
You don't tell me where I put my onion and my sausage. And here is the latest outrage from the outrage police. Apparently, we're no longer allowed to have onion on the top of the sausage because it's a health and safety concern. And now we have to put the onion on the bottom of the sausage.
What's... So bread, onion, sausage.
So what's the outcry of, like, why is it a health and safety issue?
Apparently, when the onion goes... And I've never seen this. And look at my stomach. Do I look like a guy who's missing out
on sausages
or bunnies?
I haven't missed too many.
Apparently what's going on is when the onion goes on top, it's easy for it to fall off. And you know when the onion's hot, if it lands on your hand, like it can burn your hand or something. So apparently this must have happened to one person one time. So the whole of Bunnings has gone, hang on.
But
we need to make a change.
What's your gripe with that? Because I don't see that there's anything wrong with putting the onion on underneath the sausage.
You put the onion where you want the onion.
But that's why I'm saying, like, does it really matter?
Don't give me rules.
No
on how I eat my snags. If I want it down in one go, just put it straight down.
But I mean, like, does it matter?
It does. Stop making rules for everyone.
No corporation.
I'm not the rule.
No corporation tells me what to do with my sausage. That's been one of my number two
rules.
Next
we'll
in
be banning sausages because they look too much like penises. It's going to be unbelievable.
And apparently when the onion falls off and burns your hand, if it falls onto the ground, or heaven forbid someone should slip on it.
Well, it's a slipping hazard, apparently.
It is a falling hazard. Unbelievable.
I've seen it 1,000 times in cartoons, but have either of you guys actually ever seen anyone stand on a banana peel and go flying? Because you know how that's like a cartoonish thing?
Slipped on a banana
peel. It's not
peel.
That slippery. It's not that slippery.
The old slippery onion.
Well, look, I was thinking about some of the great memories I had as a child that would never be able to happen. First of all, when we got to my Nana's house and I was driving with Dad, Nana lived down this old dirt road. So when we got to the top of her street, like I would be like, and he obviously didn't need help, but I'm like, Dad, can I help you drive? And he'd be like, yes, stop talking like a weirdo. And then I'd sit on his lap and I would like sort of steer down the dirt track.
Yeah, that's what we used to do that all the time, every time at the top of our driveway when we'd get home with Dad. Yeah.
And what do you reckon if you did that these days, Hides?
Oh, like you could probably do it out on a property, but.
Oh, you'd probably, be in jail for years probably, and years.
But you would, yes, you would.
Yeah. Also, do you guys remember sucking on a fag? Remember those lollies?
Yes.
And then they became fads.
Did they?
Yeah, they're now called fads.
So the original one had a red tip.
Yeah.
So it looked like a cigarette. Then they got rid of the red tip.
Yeah.
And then they changed the name from fags to fads.
Was there anything cooler than that guy at school who'd come in with a pack of fags and just suck
but
them
they
down?
They were so good. The taste of them was so good. Wonderful. They were lollies.
And then I think they changed it from fag to fad. And then I don't even think they exist anymore.
I think I've seen little kids play with them, but they're definitely not.
They're hard to find.
Now they're called sticks.
stick. Yeah. I'm just sucking on a stick. It's just not the same.
It doesn't sound
the same. Yeah, it's just not the same feeling. There's something real powerful about someone.
Do you know, I was going to say, Rye, the one that I remember when I was a kid was similar. Like, we used to get Dad, he'd put his trailer on.
Yep.
And we would all sit in the back of the trailer and he would drive around the reserve going over bumps.
And try to flick you off.
And it was a ride.
The one with me, Ando, with having Ted now is when my little sister, younger sister, I can remember it so clearly that when she'd fall asleep in the car, everyone would tiptoe out of the car not wake her, and we'd leave her in the car so don't wake a sleeping baby. So she'd sit in the car snoozing away and you'd go check on her every hour or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's like if your kid's not out of the car within 30 seconds, you're a poor parent.
Yeah, I can't leave the kid in the car.
Well, definitely on a hot day. Like, you don't do it on a hot day. Yeah, but like, yours are like just,
as a kid, you just got left there to sleep.
Or even your parents would just leave you in the car, like my mum would all the time.
Can you leave the radio on?
She'd go into the pub and have a beer.
Yeah, I'll just wind the window down, give a bit of air, that'll be right. My final gripe.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I played a lot of volleyball, and the AIS is based in Canberra. And the best thing about being selected for the AIS isn't the fact that you were in the running to play for Australia. It means that you were in close proximity to purchase fireworks. And because that was like the place where you'd go to buy fireworks. And porn. Fireworks and porn.
Fishwick, that's what they're famous for.
Yeah. Fishwick is this little suburb, and that's where you get your porn and your fireworks.
Yeah.
And then when I moved from Bunbury over east, I lived in Canberra. And I was like, oh, fireworks time. I can't wait to just blow the absolute bejesus out of anything and everything. I get over there and they go, oh, not these days, mate. Fireworks completely banned in Canberra.
Are they? Well,
yeah. And I was like, why would anyone ever come to Canberra then?
Lucky.
And they said, good question. So I left.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Let's have a quick chat about the fires in California. Out of control fires. Donald Trump's tweeted some pretty wacky stuff about the cause of the fires and not overly concerned about the people caught up in the fires. But here's some of the people that are actually caught up in the fires.
So I'm here in Windermere Road. It's like a war zone. Every house after a certain point is gone. Like literally every house.
So that's Gerard Butler, who returned to his house to find just a frame and some wheels of his
old car.
Just
the middle frame and the car frame.
Yeah.
So Zave's... What do they know? What did start it?
I saw a diagram because it's quite a hilly area.
Yeah.
There's multiple purposes, and but I think because it's such a hilly area, and the winds through that area can get up to about 80 miles an hour, and there's a lot of the wind can rip through like a hilly section.
Yeah.
And if there was a spark, and it's quite a dried out area, that's what sort of caught fire,
and
that's
just takes off.
Yeah, and off it goes. But here's also another celebrity, Will Smith.
We're probably about 8 miles away from it.
That is very scary. We are prepared to evacuate. If you are in the evacuation zone, go now.
Wow.
So some of the celebrities that have lost their houses so far or evacuated are Jared Butler, Liam Hemsworth, and Miley Cyrus. They've lost their houses. Neil Young's lost his house. Robin Thicke has lost his house. And also at the moment evacuated and... I think it's looking a bit ugly for these people. Will Smith, Caitlyn Jenner, Lady Gaga, Kim Kardashian, and what's that? Alyssa
Milano. Do you not remember her off Charmed?
No.
Yeah, and she used to grow up with her on
Dark
another
hair,
TV
beautiful
show.
Eyes.
Yeah, very nice gorgeous guest. Woman.
So I did a little bit of research about these fires, and they are deadly. 42 people are already confirmed dead. 42 people.
Far out.
228 are still missing and unaccounted for, which...
228
are still missing and unaccounted for, which you hope that they're very isolated people, if that makes sense, and wouldn't have people checking up on them and they are actually safe. But you'd think if you knew someone that lived in that area, you would have contacted someone or put your hand up to say you are safe. So that's obviously a really concerning figure. Now, I did have a look at the 2009 fires over in Victoria. Can you remember those big, massive bushfires?
Is that the Black Saturday one?
Oh, Black Saturday is a fire that was...
Years ago.
But Black Saturday, is also that Saturday, and 180 Victorians died out of King Lake. So that's a bit of perspective and shows that how big these fires are. 30% of the fire is contained. Now, fireys say over there that when the fire is 45% contained, they're quite comfortable that the situation is under control. So at the moment, it's at 30%. So not anywhere near controllable by the fireys, of which there's 8,700 firefighters fighting the fires in California.
And how big is it, Zaves? Because you can just, I was watching some footage this morning, and there's cars driving along this freeway, and there's this just you can imagine, you know, the Great Wall of China, and you see it was just literally like this big wall going straight towards
this highway. So 125,000 acres have been burnt, which is almost 100,000 NFL fields. So if you don't know what an NFL field is, they're 100 yards long. So it's about the size of a soccer field.
Yep.
So 100,000
soccer fields
have been burnt. Which
That's
includes,
just blow your mind.
Which includes 6,400 homes. So 6,400 homes have been scorched, but there's still 52,000 people evacuated waiting for either their houses to be burnt down or, touch wood, pray to God if you're a religious person, that they can get these fires under control. So there's just some...
It's so tragic because I know, like, working regional radio and stuff down at Hot FM when there was the fires for down at Margaret River in the southwest... you know, even up in the Perth Hills and stuff, it is absolutely heartbreaking. And, you know, as you're escaping your house, these firefighters are going in to try and save your belongings.
Amazing.
And your pets and you.
Do you want to know how quickly it was spreading?
How?
Oof. At its top rate.
Those winds, that's the scariest part for me.
A kilometre every 10 seconds.
Whoa.
That's just...
So when you hear Will Smith going, oh, it's like 8 miles away, it's like, don't be... Like,
well, eight miles, that could be a couple of minutes.
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Don't hang around. Oh, it's 8 miles away. Oh, I've got to make a decision soon. No, yeah. Mate,
it is really, really scary stuff. Like I said, there's loads of footage online. We'll chuck some of it up on our Instagram, Heidi Xavier and Ryan.
And of course, we mentioned the celebrities that are losing their houses and that sort of stuff. I really couldn't care too much about them.
It's just people's lives, but it's also their belongings as well, personal belongings.
Yeah, no, it's the general public which are severely affected. So all the best.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Little disclaimer on the top. We don't condone any of this, but I do want to hear your stories when you have been a bad boy. Oh, damn it. We missed bad it. Boys, or bad girl.
You don't have to put a disclaimer there. If it's a good story and you've done your time, we move on.
Yeah.
Good on you.
When you say we don't condone, I condone it. I'm fine with it.
You do the crime, you do the time.
And then we call it even and we have a giggle.
Well, the reason why we're talking about this is there's a whole bunch of undercover police officers that have pretended to be window washers in Victoria. And the funny thing is... they all had like high-vis shirts on, hats back to front. They'd walk over, they'd pretend they were going to go wash their windscreen and then they would check out these distracted drivers and then they'd radio to their mate down the road, yep, that one's on his phone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Take their $5.
They still wash the windows?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to know.
I wish they did a half-assed job on the window too.
$20,000 they got in fines with 38 people being
the
fined.
The phone stuff's massive at the moment. I think the fines are obviously... about $500 or $480 bucks or something. The demerit points are $4.
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
If I got done $480, I'd be like, I want my $5 back for the window wash.
No, if I got done, I'm actually pretty good when I get done for things. I'll
still pay it, but I want my $5.
No, but I'm like, yep, you got me.
Yep.
Yeah, got me. You do your crime, you do the time. Well, we've got an anonymous person here. We always love anonymous callers. Hello, anonymous.
Good morning. How are you?
How many did you kill?
Tell us your story. We're looking for stories of when you were done by someone undercover because, like we said, when they become the characters, I think that's the most interesting stories that you get. What's yours?
Okay, so these guys are so dodgy. So when I was really young, used to be a bit of a rev head. So I was out driving one night and I've pulled up to a set of lights. It's double lane. And a nice car has pulled up next to me and started revving his engine as if, you know, let's race. I'm like, okay, why not? Let's race. So the lights have gone green and I've taken off and, they've kind of pulled in behind me and flashed their lights.
Oh, no.
Unmarked undercover.
So did they start it? Would you say they started it?
They started it.
So they hooked you in. But don't you reckon sometimes at the traffic lights you don't even mean to, but you do sometimes kind of want to beat the person next to you?
Yeah, definitely.
There is this thing, I don't know if it's in my subconscious or not, but sometimes I'm like, beat ya.
The highlight of my life, better than Ted, is when you're at the traffic lights and some little spunk comes up the inside of you to speed up and there's a parked car in front.
Yeah.
And you manage to keep him wedged in the inside lane and then he gets stuck behind the parked car.
Sucked in.
Then you slow down and bring the traffic through with you.
Yeah.
That's why there is so much road rage because people in there, like I said, sneakily are like, ha, I'll get this driver.
There's one just down on this corner here on Roberts Road. When you turn right out of here, there's always a parked car and it's game on every night I drive home. Let's head down to Rockingham Brook. Were you done by an undercover cop?
Yeah, we went out a little while ago. I was about 10 years ago now. I went out for New Year's and I was only about 16 at the time. And we went out to the clubs and we're having a good time and having a bit of a dance. And there were these two guys that were dressed really nicely. And went up to the bar, went to go get a drink, got a tap on the shoulder and got escorted home in the back of a police car to my parents.
Oh, my God. How did your parents feel about
that? Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't happy.
And so they were just dressed as everyday blokes?
Yeah, just dressed up for a good night out and didn't think any less. And, yeah, they got me with an ID check.
So,
they took me home to my parents.
Do you know what, Brooke? The one time I got done for using my best friend's ID, because she was three years older than me, the guy that I used it for was her ex-boyfriend on the front door. And he took it off me that night and then tried to bring it back. We worked together. Then 2 days later, rocked up to our workplace and he was like, not you again.
You again.
I was like, I'll give it back to her.
Tell you what, Brooke, you won't get done for lack of indicator. I can hear your indicator going off left, right, and centre.
No, so I'm safe driving. Over. I'm not driving.
Yeah.
Safe driving.
Thank you for pulling over. Well done.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I'm going to ask you guys for a little bit of honesty. Nicki Minaj won an award at the Ease People's Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. Now, she was wearing a pretty full-on dress, was Nicki Minaj. And when she won the award, this is what she said.
Shout out to Donatella Versace for custom making this outfit for me. And shout out to Michael B. Jordan because he's going to be taking it off of me tonight.
He's going to be taking it off of me tonight.
Who is that?
Michael B. Jordan.
Is he black?
Michael Jordan?
Black Panther, the actor, I believe.
Yeah.
Or he's in that kind of that realm of movies, but he's a great actor.
He's taking it off, so.
Shout out to Donatella Versace for custom making this outfit for me. And shout out to Michael B. Jordan because he's going to be taking it off of me tonight.
Off of me.
Heidi and Xavier, is Nicki Minaj hot or not? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot? Two from two?
I love her. Like, even her naturally when she's not done up, she's gorgeous.
Really?
And it's her confidence. It's her confidence that gets you.
Mm. Xavier, a fan?
Oh, yeah, big fan.
You like hearing that? From
I love her music.
Yesterday, guys,
the Anaconda song.
Odyssey!
Yesterday, I was at ECU in Mount Lawley, and I went to buy a parking ticket, and this lovely lady comes over, and she goes, oh, hey, I bought a daily, like a ticket for the whole day, but I'm about to leave. Do you want to use my ticket? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Save myself a little bit of money. But guys, is taking the ticket, is it awesome or is it theft? So awesome or theft?
3, 2, 1. Awesome.
Correct.
I gave away two tickets last week.
Oh, do good.
I do it all the time because if I pay extra, I just feel like it's a waste. I did it, 2 days ago.
Because sometimes people get on the high horse like, well, you pretty much stole that parking spot. You're supposed to pay $3 to ECU and that's $3 they won't get now. Think of the children.
Oh,
university parking should be free.
Oh, it should be.
Absolutely.
Same with hospital parking. That's a whole nother.
Oh, don't get me started on the hospital.
Mm.
Guys, as we spoke about earlier, undercover cops are posing as squeegee guys to catch drivers on their phone at the lights. It netted over $18,000 in a one-day sting.
Yeah.
They just went an absolute blitz. Now, this lady, have you seen the photos and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Think about this. How did they take the photos? This one lady in her car pulls out her phone to take a photo of the cops who were looking for people on their phone, and she gets done for $400 for trying to take a photo of them. So, Heidi or Xavier, is she an idiot or is she an idiot? 3, 2, 1.
A massive idiot.
Is that?
Yep, midi idiot.
Yep.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, that does happen so many times that people video something for a story or someone eating their cereal in the car or whatever, they'll take a photo and post it or whatever.
You're like, are you stupid?
You've just taken a photo. You've been on your phone whilst taking a photo of what you're taking a photo of.
Heaps of people I follow on Instagram when they're driving along and I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing, bro? What about when you see someone go on a rant when they're driving and they're like, hey guys, just checking in for a Tuesday. And you're like, dude, you're driving.
You're driving.
Get off your phone.
Yeah, get off your phone and look up. All thanks to RAC.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We are talking about the distance between your children or your siblings, it could be, after M has declared to our obstetrician without my knowing or preparation that we will be cracking at number two at any time soon. So,
little Ted is only 2 months old.
Correct.
So,
but I've got the magic wand. So just
I don't know what to say to that.
Corey.
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of support in here this morning. I'm getting a lot of brrrms.
Well, when you keep looking at us saying you're going home to make a child and winking at us with that look, it just is really confronting.
It's too much. And then you know, playing with the Bunnings sausage, it's just all too much.
There's a lot happening in the studio.
Right, I'll tame it down.
All right, let's go to Allenbrook. Corey, how long between kids?
I've got 9 months and 19 days between my two kids.
Oh, wow.
So you definitely shouldn't have been having fun.
Well, it doesn't help that my daughter was 8 weeks prim, but we don't tell people that.
Don't let that get in the way of the good story.
9 months and 19 days between kids.
That's the one. So it's practically like having twins.
Yeah. So, Corey, how's it go for you? Like, do you find that you're happy that you've made the choice to have them so close together, or do you wish there was more time?
I don't know if happy's the right choice of words, but
you're pretty busy, Corey.
They love to hate each other.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey, are they the same year at school and stuff like that?
What's that, sorry?
Are they in the same year at school?
So they're only 2 and 3 at the moment, but they're in the same class or same room at daycare.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, and apparently Terrible Twos is enough with just one, let alone two.
Yeah, so we just finished Terrible Twos with my son, and now we've just entered it with my daughter. So it was like, yes, we're over it. No, we're back into it.
Oh, Zaves, how are you feeling about that,
well,
mate?
I was talking to a girl yesterday whose sister had their first child and ended up being triplets. And I was like, how do you even get 3 car seats in? how do you get the 3 in?
Well, it's maybe the you worst. Keep that in mind. If you go again for a second, you might get a second, third, and fourth.
Are they, is it in your family?
Abracadabra.
Oh, stop. Let's go.
Way too much.
Mate, it's human nature.
You're right.
Mother nature or whatever they say.
Someone who listens to Hit 92.9, how do you feel about Xavier describing what he's going to do this afternoon?
It's funny.
Thanks, dear.
Abracadabra is what he's going to be yelling to Emily this afternoon.
Well, there it is. Kira, how many kids have you got?
I've got 3 kids, but I was actually calling in to talk about the age difference between me and my brother.
Yep.
There's 15 years between me and him.
15 wow. years. So yeah. was one potentially a surprise, or were your parents...
different marriages or something?
Yeah.
No, same marriage. They're still together. I was the surprise, for want of a better word, and he was probably about 12 years in the planning.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Wow.
So, yeah. Kira, do they get confused as an uncle or an auntie or a pair? Like, people wouldn't look at you and assume brother and sister, right?
I've actually gotten confused a couple of times to be his mother.
Yeah.
So did they struggle for that 12 years?
Not too much. It bothers him, I think. But when it happened, they were happy about it. He's actually closer in age to my oldest than he is to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the crazy when you hear, you know, the grandparents are having, kids at the same time that their kids are having kids.
Yeah. And that then doesn't happen, does it?
Yes, it does. We can talk about that tomorrow.
Tomorrow there you go. Morning.
Tomorrow. That's tomorrow's chat on Heidi's Avery.
I'm just picturing my parents having a kid now at 60 and Ted and them.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Like, Ted and your brother would go to school together.
No, I think I'd leave the parents alone. I'll just leave them.
You
just can't.
Actually,
your
they're getting towards the wheel, actually. I'm going to cruise back in there.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
13 10 60, finish the show any way you like. Let's go to Alan. What's going on?
Morning, guys. How are we all?
Alan, mate. Now, you finish the show however you like. What have you got for us, mate?
Righto. So we get married this Saturday, and the missus obviously get her dress altered, and they've basically told her a few times, don't bring your kid, and they've rushed the dress to finish when she's going to pick it up, and then she tried it on for her bridesmaids on Monday, and all the back of it's fallen apart. So not a good time, but she's kept it cool, and, take my hat off to her, because pretty stressful.
Yeah, that sucks.
No doubt.
Was it falling off because of the alteration?
Yeah, so I actually haven't seen that. I've only seen the photos of the back of it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to see it. That's the thing.
That's correct, yeah. So all the hoops are falling apart, and where they've actually done the alterations, it's literally all fallen apart at the back. So if she wore it on the day, it would have just come off.
What's she going to do then?
Well, she's given it to her best friend who used to do alterations, and it's our only last resort because we rang them up and they didn't want a bar of it. So...
Yeah. Really? Jerks.
Well, I don't know if it makes it that much better, but Alan, we are giving you $100 free fuel thanks to Mazda. Get the great value and run out Mazda CX-3 Alan, today. So.
Alan, a little bit of advice, mate. Don't ring him up. Go down there.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad for her because, like, that sucks a week out from the wedding. So keep us posted and let us know how her friend goes because, thinking of her.
Thanks, Hayes, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries. All the best this week, Alan.
We just received a message from a girl. Now, she wanted to call, but she said she'd get too upset. So she wanted to call just to say, make sure you're all aware snakes are out because her puppy was killed on Monday night by a snake. So she just said, just really think about where you're going. It was funny because when I was walking on Monday afternoon, there were so many snake signs all along the beach, and I just thought, and you'd hear rustles in the bush and stuff, and I thought, oh, my God, they are out.
That walk from the beach to your car over the dunes. Yeah, you got to get it done pretty quick.
But just remember, they did say, and like she was saying, that they are in suburban areas as well. So it's not just, you know, out in the bush or down the lakes or whatever. They can be in your backyard. So thinking of her.
I was just thinking about it. My dog got done.
I know. Oh. We're sending lots of love.
That snake would be hammer thrown.
Double.
Oh.
I'd be worried that you'd end up getting bitten, Zay, because you'd try and attack
it. I would. I'd cut it up like a bit of sushi.
We've been talking about code words between couples. Anonymous, what's yours?
So if my partner and I want to have some alone time in the bedroom, we will say in front of the kids and think, I feel like a cup of tea. We always know what that means.
I love that you said the kids and things. What, like in front of the dogs and stuff as well?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have the kids twigged at all? Like, are they going to grow up thinking that a cup of tea means something that it doesn't?
No, because sometimes we do just have a cup of tea.
I was going to say that. What happens if you actually want a cup of tea and the husband or the partner rolls into the kitchen like it's go time?
No, that has happened. So my partner's asked for a cup of tea before and then I didn't make him one. And he was like, where's my tea?
And you said, I'm waiting for you in the bedroom with my kid off.
Yeah.
But what are you...
I haven't had a shower.
Oh, what's it like with kids? Because I hear, you know, and Zay's is obviously a new father. How, you probably never really get time, but how do you really sneak away whilst that, do you put Pepper the Pig on or something whilst you go have your cup of tea?
Yeah, cartoons, or we wait till they have a nap.
Are you worried that they're going to walk in?
No.
They've learned.
Mum and dad
are having a cup of tea.
Mum and dad are having a cup of tea. Don't interrupt the cup of tea. Oh, thanks, Anonymous.
No worries, cheers.
Just a reminder before we head out of here, the Men and Their Mongrels calendar launch is happening next Tuesday. If you want to get involved, hit.com.au. Conrad Sewell is performing. His brand new single, Changing, is available now to stream and download. Amy Shark performing as well. And one more big act that will be named shortly.
Would he be
shortly.
The biggest?
Yeah.
The biggest career.
Yeah, I reckon Amy's got more number ones at the moment.
Amy's up
but this one is definitely a big name.
Yeah, watch this space. A third soon to be announced.
Want more Heidi, Xavier and Ryan? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit929.com.au.
RAC are for safer roads. Maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up.